American State Trials, 1918, Volume X. Leo Frank. Document page 424. Here is the translated text as follows. 392X. American State Trials. If Frank had been a member of the police force of the city of Atlanta, he would have been a liberated man when he stepped into this court to swear, or he would have been spirited out of the state of Georgia so his damaging evidence couldn't have been adduced against this man. But yet you say Conley is impeached? You went thoroughly into this man Conley's previous life. You found out every person for whom he had worked. And yet this lousy, disreputable Negro is unimpeached by any man except somebody that's got a hand in the till of the National Pencil Company. Unimpeached as to general bad character, except by the hirelings of the National Pencil Company. And yet you would have this jury, in order to turn this man loose, override the facts of this case and say that Conley committed this murder, when all you have ever been able to dig up against him is disorderly conduct in the police court. Is Conley sustained? Abundantly. Our proof of general bad character, the existence of such character as can reasonably be supposed to cause one to commit an act like we charge. Our proof of general bad character, I say, sustains Jim Conley. Our proof of general bad character as to lasciviousness, not even denied by a single witness, sustains Jim Conley. Your failure to cross-examine and develop the source of information of these girls put upon the stand by the state, these hair-brained fanatics, as Mr. Arnold called them, without rhyme or reason, sustains Jim Conley. Your failure to cross-examine our character witnesses with reference to this man's character for lasciviousness sustains Jim Conley. His relations with Miss Rebecca Carson, the lady on the fourth floor, going into the ladies' dressing room even in broad daylight and during working hours, as sustained by Miss Kitchens, sustains Jim Conley. His relations with Miss Rebecca Carson, who is shown to have gone into the ladies' dressing room even in broad daylight and during work hours, by witnesses whose names I can't call right now, sustains Jim Conley. Your own witness, Miss Jackson, who says that this libertine and rake sustains Jim Conley.